Welcome back into Fox on Fox, joined now again by head coach John Fox. We just heard from Brandon Marshall, coach. Let's talk about a couple more individual spotlights. I want to go to Julius Thomas right now. The guy's really setting the league on fire. 9 touchdowns through 5 games played. What makes him such a tough matchup right now, coach?
Well, I think his athleticism. I mean, he's got a good change of direction. He's a big target, long-armed, you know, got a lot of length to him. That and he works hard. Yeah. I mean, to run the routes and the precision of it, it takes a lot of hard work. And he's got some veteran guys around him, including 18. Peyton does a great job of raising all boats. Expectations are high. And, he's pretty tireless and precision-like in practice and in meetings.
On to Von Miller now, another guy that's making it look easy this year. He's back up to 6 sacks. Safe to say that he's kind of back to that rookie-type season where he was so explosive, maybe especially with that first step. It seems like he's got that quickness back.
Yeah, I mean, he had some bumps in the road a year ago with the suspension, obviously the injury. I think sometimes you appreciate things more when they're taken from you. And so he's worked very, very hard, and he's seeing the fruits of that so far this season.
Defensive secondary, you got two former Kansas Jayhawks, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib. Safe to say those guys are maybe one of the better tandems duos in the league when it comes to corner covers?
Well, they're obviously both very good, and comparing them to the rest of the league is a little bit hard. We're so busy getting ready for receivers. We're not studying other people's DBs unless we're playing them. So, but they're both outstanding workers, outstanding talents, and we're happy to have both of them.
It's still ahead. Coach Fox is back to join us for this week's CenturyLink Rapid Fire fan question. But next up, let's go back to Raul, who's standing by with this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Week 7 Injury Report is out, and it includes some big names for the Broncos. As we told you earlier, linebacker Danny Trevathan moved to injured reserve after fracturing his left kneecap against the Jets. He's set to return in 8 weeks. Running back Monte Ball still out with that groin injury. He's not expected to be back for another few weeks. And one of his replacements, Juwan Thompson, listed as probable after missing practice on Wednesday with a bad knee. Lining up against the NFL's top receivers week in and week out is no easy task. But for Chris Harris Jr., the challenges of his day job are nothing compared to the task that lies ahead at home. It's the topic of this week's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. Harris has a busy few days ahead with the Niners on Sunday night and then the Chargers on Thursday, but 1 week from today, an even bigger moment is on the calendar. Harris's wife, Leah, is due to give birth to the couple's first baby.
I'm looking forward to just holding her, man. I'm having a girl, so I'm just excited to have her, and it's going to be a crazy experience just to feel what that experience feels like when you finally get to see her. But I'm nervous. One thing I'm nervous about is everybody keeps saying no sleep, so hopefully I get no sleep.
I have a little girl, Chris. You'll be just fine. Any new parent knows getting enough sleep is probably a losing battle, but Chris and Leah say the baby room is all ready for their little girl's arrival, and she already has a special story. The Harrises say their bundle of joy was actually conceived while they were in New York for the Super Bowl last season. Interesting. Up next, Coach Fox tackles your questions in our Rapid Fire fan segment. Hear what he had to say about keeping kids safe in youth sports and why he thinks waiting for football may be the best option for families.